Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland.
RNIB Scotland is running a project called Getting Back Out There. Its aim is to provide more advice and a support network to blind and partially sighted people from rural areas in Scotland. Joining me today is Mark Campbell from Kingussie. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So can you give us a bit of a flavour as to what it's like living in a Kingussie with sight loss?
It can be quite difficult because I need to have a sighted guide. So I rely on the family and that to take me out and that. I also rely on the Banff and Strathspey community car scheme. They do a fantastic job by supplying drivers and that to take me out and about. If it wasn't for them, I would kind of be housebound, you know.
So can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss then and how it impacts you on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, I've actually got a condition called retinitis pigmentosa. Most people know it as RP for short. It's a genetic condition. My mother was the carrier of it, and the strange thing was she had perfect eyesight, but she passed it on to me. I've actually got totally no eyesight at all now. I had it deteriorated gradually. I've been in the house for 37 years and I can navigate the house perfectly because being here for so long I know where everything is. But if I go to any strange places I'm totally lost.
So that's why the support services that you've mentioned, not only friends and family but also the drivers are vital.
The community car scheme are absolutely vital to me. They take me out places, and if it wasn't for them, I would be virtually housebound, you know, because I never fancy getting a guide dog or a white cane or anything like that. I'm much happier using a sighted guy taking their arm. I find that much easier for me and I feel safer.
Now, for many people who are blind or partially sighted, they live in big towns or big cities, and there's loads and loads of different help and support schemes, public transport as well, shops. How different is that being somewhere a little bit more rural?
We've only got the one shop in Kingussie, which is the co-op. I rely on a scheme called the Where to Bus scheme. That's run through the community car scheme. They take me to Tesco's in Aviemore every Thursday to do my shopping, and that's fantastic. I've got helpers there that take me around to do my messages, and then I come home and the driver takes my messages right into the house for me. So that's a tremendous help, you know. Without that, I'd be totally lost.
Now, you were recently at an RNIB Scotland event that was held where they brought loads of people together and they brought services together as well to provide a bit more advice.
Yes.
How was that experience?
That was excellent. They had a lot of different gadgets there, magnifiers and different kinds of glasses and that, and they had people there that you could talk to and that and get advice. That was excellent. We don't have many of them around this area because being so rural, for that kind of services, you've actually got to go to bigger towns like Inverness and Edinburgh and Glasgow and that, you know. They don't come very often, but when they come, they're a great help. I'm pretty well catered for all the gadgets that I need. Like, it was still very nice to go and see if there was any more new gadgets that would help me. But I rely on an iPad, and the iPad's got the voice on it, so that's been a tremendous help to me. We're keeping in touch with people and that, and Facebook and all this, you see.
I mean, it's obviously been a great help to yourself and to many others having that RNIB Scotland event there. Do you think that sounds like something that more people who are in rural or isolated areas could benefit from?
Absolutely, yes. If that kind of event could come more often to the rural areas, it would be absolutely brilliant, because it's very difficult to get to the big cities, you know, for going through for transport and all that.
Mark Campbell from Kingussie, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Getting Back Out There, part funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, looking at the challenges and experiences of blind and partially sighted people in rural and isolated communities in Scotland. Find us on social media at RNIB Scotland.